Consequence Podcast Network.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe. Oh my gosh, Jimin's song, Smeraldo Garden Marching Band, came out. Mm-hmm. It's the pre-release track of his upcoming album, Muse. And I'm so excited that he had a full pre-release track and music video. I tried to stay up late to watch it when it came out and fell asleep like waiting for its release. But when I watched it in the morning, I was just overjoyed. I loved it so, so much. Mm-hmm. I felt like this is such a perfect track coming from Jimin right now at this time. Yeah. Like feeling very fresh off of like the super lovey-dovey vibes of Festa and how much we love BTS. Like this is like a great song, you know, to even build off of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Initial thoughts for me is just that it was so, first time listening through, it was just so cheerful sounding. Like that's the one word that really came to mind while listening to it. I also thought a little bit about like how different it is from Face and the songs that we got on Face. We had talked a little bit about like even just seeing Muse's like colors on the album cover art that we've gotten to see. It definitely seems like a brighter album compared to Face.
Totally.
So really love the song. It's just really lifts your spirits.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the other kind of Face connection I thought of with this is at the beginning of Face, with Face Off, we get like kind of carnival like circus music. Mm. And at the beginning of this song, you get like some band music, but it's like polka style, like band music that kind of gives a little bit of that carnival vibe as well, not to the original extent of Face, but like I do see that. Like I'm very interested already to see how Jimin is building this album off of his Face album. Mm-hmm. So seeing the connections there already and just excited to dive into this song today.
I can't wait for the album. Okay, and then lastly, just a reminder before we get into the episode that we do have a fan favorite series coming up, which is a temporary series of episodes while I'm out on maternity leave. It's crazy. I'll be having a baby this month.
I know.
Yeah, baby month. It'll be a total of 6 past episodes that we're going to replay, but we're going to have newly recorded intros to add our current thoughts on past episodes. We've already done some research for it. It's really coming together and we're pretty excited.
Yeah, I think it's going to be so fun to look back at these iconic episodes that we've done before that I think definitely deserve to be revisited. So, yeah,
and we know you all love these episodes
for sure. Too. Really looking forward to that series of fan favorites.
My number one album, big shocker to me, also Folklore.
Whoa.
Are you ready to dive into all things Taylor Swift?
Good for a Weekend is the ultimate podcast for any Swiftie.
With new episodes dropping bi-monthly, as well as bonus episodes to give you real-time reactions to the latest rumors and news, it's your one-stop shop for all things T-Swift.
We also love connecting with our fellow Weekenders, so be sure to connect with us on Instagram, Twitter, and or Discord to share all your Taylor thoughts.
Good for a Weekend is available wherever you get your podcasts.
I know.
Folklore just is... that, like, it's a perfect album.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we are going to hang out for about an hour, and of course, we're going to be talking about Jimin's newest single that's going to be on his album, Muse. So we're going to be talking about Smeraldo Garden Marching Band, and we're going to be talking about the production, the lyrics, and the music video.
Mm-hmm. Getting into all of those things. Before we get into today's episode, though, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our episode docs, our monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, thank you all for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening. So Smeraldo Garden Marching Band, just some background information on the song. The song was released as a pre-release single on June 27th, 2024 for Jimin's upcoming album Muse. And what is so interesting about this song is that it was inspired by the Beatles' iconic Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Which, so cool.
Very cool. If you guys know me, my original fangirl experience was the Beatles, only I just was not present for when they were around, but I would have totally been like Beatles mania. So I see all of the connections. Like, definitely you can see it with the brassy sounds of the marching band that you hear, especially towards the end of the song. And then the really bright, vibrant colors that you see in the live video too. It just gives kind of this like nostalgic, old-timey, Kayla, you were kind of talking about like, kind of like carnival-esque vibe to it. I for sure see that with Smeraldo Garden Marching Band and of course Sgt. Pepper's.
Yeah, there's a bit of spectacle to both of them, but they're also very bright, happy, and vibrant.
And have that band sound.
Right, yeah. That band sound at the core. This song also features Loco. So Loco is a 35-year-old South Korean rapper, and he's signed to the hip-hop label AMOG. He was the winner of the first season of Mnet's rap competition show called Show Me the Money in 2012. So that is incredible. He's had a great career since then. The show has also grown in popularity since the first season aired in 2012. And it's credited for increasing South Koreans' public interest in hip-hop itself. So to see that the interest has evolved because of the show, and this was one of the first winners ever of the show, was really cool for him to show up here with Jimin.
It feels like he took a large part in that, being one of the first winners, and that the show has gone on to be successful.
Right.
To the point that like South Korea has had more of a public interest in hip-hop.
Yeah, and BTS being a group that really their foundation of their music is based in hip-hop too.
Yeah.
And a lot of core elements of BTS's tracks are the hip-hop and the rap verses. So it's not like a 100% full circle moment, but it's a really cool connection that they have here. So cool to see this artist on the song.
Yeah, you could see why these two could collaborate really well.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. So the song's title also references the fictional flower Smeraldo, which is a blue and white flower that BTS is credited for like creating. And it's in their Love Yourself series, especially is when you see it. So the first time that we really see this flower is during the Love Yourself era, like the very beginning. And it heavily symbolizes and means the truth untold. So we see it a lot in the Love Yourself tier era. Like, Kayla, you were talking about fake love music video. Like, you'll always think of the Smeraldo flower in like Jin's hand.
Jin picking it up. Or even I was thinking earlier, the Singularity music video. Taeyong is like passing it around, you know, and like doing choreography, holding the flower. It's a very central point of, I think, that whole era.
Yeah. You see it several times. But essentially, it symbolizes that the truth that one cannot say out loud. And so it's just kind of that it's the truth, but it's hard to say. It's hard to say out loud.
The truth untold, you know, which goes along with those eras too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also seems to represent hope and renewal, often seen in bloom or blossoming in some, you know, like in Jin's hands. And so it's almost like the when you do see the visual of it in bloom or blossoming, it's like the truth being revealed or the truth being spoken.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of depth to this flower. I think when you name something Smeraldo to Army, it's always going to bring us back to those eras and those moments and all of like the feelings and like the mystique around the Smeraldo and the, you know, all of the storylines back then too.
Yeah.
So cool to see it come back up.
I know, for Jimin to be using it so heavily in his own music is really cool.
Yeah, I just love that Jimin is like extending BTS's lore and storylines and like the powerful symbolism that BTS has, like extending that into his solo music. Like I find that very special. You know, I love to see like whenever other members come out with something, we're like, this references BTS, this references BTS, and then like this is literally like a like for sure connection.
BTS created flower.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, Jimin is like, we were talking about last week, I feel like you and I just on our own, how Jimin is like BTS's biggest supporter, you know?
Yes.
Like if Jungkook loves ARMY the most, like Jimin is the one who loves BTS the most.
100%.
And like, of course we know like Jimin loves ARMY and whatever, but like he really loves BTS. He's like such a big support for his members and like he loves what he does. So like just seeing him represent BTS even more so than being Jimin of BTS, like bringing it into his solo music, it feels really special.
It is special. So for the production of this song, it was produced and written by P-Dawg, Ghostloop, Evan, Tommy Brown, Stephen Franks, Gray, and Jimin. And many of these producers also previously worked on Jimin's first solo album, Face. So I'm excited to see them again working with Jimin on Muse and seeing that kind of just continued collaboration.
Same. And it feels like it's going to be like a switch up of vibes completely. So I'm excited to see like the same core of people and, you know, what themes we might still see or something, but like how the vibes are totally different. Yeah. Like I just can't wait to see it all unfold.
Yeah. I'm also just very curious for Muse because a lot of Jimin fans like that we kind of felt or like heard from in the first, like with when Face was released, is that it was such a change up for Jimin. But I feel like Muse might be a little bit more correlating with some of the Jimin that we know.
I think so.
Like the serendipity Jimin.
Like this song, watching this music video and hearing the song was even bringing me back to his feature vibe with Taeyang and how we felt that was such a Jimin song. I get it. I think that Face was a much darker side of him that we wouldn't have expected to see on solo work. And so maybe this is showing the other side or something maybe a bit more like
that
digestible,
soft, gentle,
to
loving
those
Jimin that we all know so well.
Oh yeah. So true.
So for the vibe and instrumental, like I was saying, it's very cheerful. The song is lively, it's fun, it's optimistic, and I just have to praise Jimin's vocals. Just absolutely gorgeous. He has a lot of high notes in the song and really belting notes too in this song. So you really just get to see his vocals fully out there for us to just enjoy.
Yeah. Honestly, I can't praise them enough. Like the vocals, you know, I love Jimin. Like what made me stan and bias in the first place was his vocals. And I feel like they are on such great display in this song. Like so bright, so fun, so unique.
So unique. Yeah. His voice is just
just a siren.
Yeah.
You know, like he makes me want to keep listening. So right there with you. Also in this song, there's a sample being used. You hear it really first right at the beginning. We really aren't sure what the sample is. I wish I could find the source of it, but it's definitely like chopped up and reversed and whatever else, but it adds a very bright and happy, hopeful sound even just from the beginning of the song, like just giving that energy with the sample. Another thing that I like that the song has are these synths that sound really like sparkly or glittery, and you first really hear them right before the chorus, but then at the bridge, during the bridge, they're like constant the whole time. And I just think that they're so magical.
They are.
Like they add such this, I mean, I used the word like spectacle earlier, like really beautiful air about them, like kind of transports you into like this bright, happy place. And yeah, like the magic is really coming through, and I think especially paired with the visuals of the music video, like it's just even more, you know, heightened,
even more magical.
For sure. I also enjoy in the song like the nice consistent bass guitar line, that classic like drum set going, just moving us throughout the song. And then the song ends with the brass instrumental that is like the Smeraldo marching band, and mm-hmm. it is so uplifting. This is like that big like climax of
it's the climax.
The
very end is the climax. Yeah. It's very celebratory there at the end.
I agree.
Yeah.
It reminded me a little bit of like Permission to Dance in that way. Yeah.
Yeah. See that.
Also, I feel like the Loco feature is such a good one. Like
it's
in the
fantastic.
Song. Yeah. It's a great rap verse.
We've seen BTS collaborate with so many other artists at this point that like when we hear a good one, we really know it because they've just been with so many artists, and Loco, it blended so perfectly in the song. It really was a fantastic collaboration to have him feature on this song.
Yeah, like he suited Jimin's sound really, really well. So it seemed like they had a good synergy working together, and it feels like it was literally like a perfect fit. Mm-hmm. And I love the verse that we brought. We're about to dive into the lyrics here, and I think that he had such a great verse. I think Hobie would have been really cute on this song too if he weren't in the military right now.
You saying that, I'm like, yes.
Oh. He would fit that hopeful vibe mm-hmm. so well. But I think Loco did an immaculate job.
He did.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's go ahead and dive into the lyrics and meaning of the song itself. So in the first verse, this verse just feels very BTS or like very BTS ARMY when he says, "Say oh, this harmony is just for you. Say love, now introducing. It all began on June 12th. We gift happiness every day." Like, yes, like this is, I mean, especially like I said earlier, just coming off of Festa.
Yeah.
Like this is continuing all of those, like we've been together for all this time. Mm-hmm. We've been through so much. We love what we do. We love our fans. You know, like it is bringing that energy. I really love the line of "we gift happiness every day" because that is so what they do. And I feel like that is definitely what Jimin does. Like Jimin is just like the sweetest, cutest person ever.
Uh-huh.
And like with a song like this, he just knows I'm putting all this happiness, this joy out into the world here. So
yeah,
anyways, I love the first verse.
I love the first verse too, because he's really setting it up to let us know like, hey, I'm referencing BTS here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm referencing you ARMY here. Mm-hmm. Like June 12th, like we gift happiness every day to you. Like, okay, there's no misinterpreting that.
Yeah, I just love that he's fully leaning into it. He's direct to the point of this is a BTS ARMY song. Like,
yeah.
You know, like the title of the song being Smeraldo. You have to fully commit to it. So like he's not just putting up these lyrics of being like some vague love song, like, oh, you could relate this to a relationship or you could relate this to ARMY or whatever. Like this is to ARMY,
This is
like his, you know, like, man, Jungkook has made a million of those songs, you know, he's like, I gotta make one.
So in the pre-chorus, he says, "All the things we couldn't say before and your hidden feelings too, I'll tell you everything now. Don't you worry anymore since we're together now. Let's be a little more honest. Let's go."
Ooh.
I really got a lot of that Smeraldo flower truth untold here. Like your hidden feelings, like, I'll tell you everything now. Let's not hide. Let's be honest. You know, let's bring out that truth. Let's speak our truth.
Right.
It also reminded us of the freedom that they're having in chapter 2 and seemingly henceforth to say and do what they want and express themselves more openly through their music,
mm-hmm.
being more honest. The line of "all the things we couldn't say before," like the issues or struggles that he referenced to and faced mm-hmm. potentially. I'm thinking a lot about just how Jimin had spoken a lot with RM on his album mm-hmm. and how honest RM wasn't his album. Right. So.
And even RM saying, like, I wasn't able to be completely honest on Indigo, and now with this album, mm-hmm. I am being. So it's like, again, a continuation of like that bearing their real feelings and like mm-hmm. opening up completely.
Yeah. It seems like he's encouraging ARMY to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
That we have a safe place too where we can also speak our truth and
stop.
Yeah. Like it's not just BTS that he hopes this happens for, that
really
ARMY feels that they can also be authentically themselves and speak their truth.
I just love this so much. Like I love he's like creating not just in the lyrics, you know, he's creating like this lyrical safe space for us to do that, but with the visual representation of the music video we'll talk about also of just like really showing us what that place looks like, you know. It's like Jimin is making his own magic shop.
It is kind of like his own magic shop. Absolutely. This Smeraldo Garden.
Right. It's where you go when you need to find the strength to be yourself.
Yeah.
You know? Like, very sweet. Oh, Jimin, yes. I love you. Just literally.
Love.
In the chorus, he says, oh, I love you, babe. I'll come closer to you. I love you, babe. And then there's this little like ad lib, like, yes, sir. And then he says, oh, I want you, babe. I want to hold your hand. Which... also,
Beatles reference.
I want to hold your hand. Yeah. Uh-huh. But I feel like, first time also listening to this song, this is not a song that should make you tear up. Like, this is not The Truth Untold, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But watching the music video with the lyrics on, I was definitely tearing up just because, like, I was just really full to the brim of just, like, love for Jimin mm-hmm. and just, like, gratitude. And, like, I just thought this was such a sweet track. The first verse and first pre-chorus is really making me reflect back on BTS and ARMY and like all of what we have together within this community. It was making me so grateful, and Jimin giving the space and opportunity to do that, like I was just like, truly tearing up.
You were feeling all the Jimin
love. I was feeling
love.
All the feels. Yeah. All the Jimin love. Like it was just so this chorus should not make you cry. Like it is just like really cute and really, you know, it's like a big hug.
But it
from
does
him.
Have this kind of hopeful vibe and this reminder of I love you, babe.
It
you
really
know?
Does.
Yeah.
I think the ooh is like so anticipatory, and I just in my mind's eye Jimin's like saying that, like running out with his arms like wide open ready for embrace.
Of
you
course
know?
He is.
Like it's like when you don't see a friend for a long time and you're running screaming at each other to go give a hug, you know? Like
it's tears of joy.
It is tears of joy. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I was getting from the chorus. So I love it so much.
Yeah, me too.
So getting into verse 2 here. Verse 2 is Loco's verse. So after we get the chorus, we get to feel all the love. Loco comes in with this great rap verse. I really have to talk about, he has such a nice flow.
He does.
It is really satisfying to listen to. You know, like it fits with the song really nicely. It fits with Jimin's tone, but he switches it up a few times and it's just really good.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it from like a rap. But the lyrics so far, they are giving even more to me, like chapter 2 and like going beyond the rebirth of chapter 2. He says at the beginning, like, fade away with the old, every day is brand new. I call out your name, all you have to do is blossom, and let's jam together, keep it going however you feel. I just love that because I felt like, you know, that fade away the old, every day is brand new is really like just letting go of that past and looking forward to what you have to come, you know, giving mm-hmm. like yet to come vibes. Mm-hmm. And then bringing to mind the Smeraldo flower again with I call out your name and all you have to do is blossom. And we get that mental imagery of the Smeraldo flower, you know, like blossoming in your hands and like thinking about that hope and that renewal and like the truth coming out from being able mm-hmm. to do that. So blossoming, especially people think of like blossoming into your true self or mm-hmm. that as a way of living authentically, right? Of
right.
like, you know, they haven't blossomed yet or whatever type of thing. So I just love that additional encouragement to be able to do that and that mm-hmm. space to be able to do that.
Yeah. I wonder if he wrote this verse or if it was written for him. Very curious about that.
Yeah.
So I can't remember if he was credited in the production. But either way, I love that, like, the mention of, like, blossoming and all of that, like, very much correlates with the song you know.
He was not credited in the writing or production at all. Okay. When he got the verse, he may have switched a few things or something. But it felt to me also, it would make sense that he didn't write this and like Jimin and them wrote it for him. Yeah. Because it fits to me like what Jimin is wanting to say in the song.
That's true.
You know, it's like if Hobie could be in this song, he would be. Mm-hmm. Because like it is just like such that tone of song. So I think maybe that's why it feels so heavily
connected and cohesive with all of the lyrics. Yeah.
You talked about earlier, like, you know, we've been getting so many different features on BTS's songs and like looking back on the last couple of features on like the Rap Lines album, like for RM and Hobie, like some of those features weren't always, they didn't always feel super connected even to the song itself. It's just like a nice little switch up in the song, but not like cohesive thematically with it. So this one maybe feels a little bit more so.
This verse and like this feature just seems like the song is one piece. It's hard to think of it as like a feature.
Yeah.
Because it's just so
flows.
It flows.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I really like Loco's verse too. It feels like a message from Jimin or members in general during active service, like saying things like, I couldn't say it face to face, but just for you, I've made a band. I just love that. Like having, it just makes me think of like all of BTS together. Mm-hmm. Also the mention of face just makes me think of Jimin's face. And then I've lost all sense of time. You hover inside my head all day long. It makes me think of just like this weird chapter two period, the service, their time that's going by while they're in service. And like, just thinking that like they still think about each other and they also still think about ARMY all the time.
Yeah.
And ARMY's us also thinking of like BTS all this time, and sense of time is very strange while they're away.
Yeah, totally. It's like, what? It's been 3 years already? Like,
I know.
I love how he ends the verse with, if we ever touch, I might burst with a pop. My love keeps growing. And it gives like the anticipation of like a tour again, of a concert again, and just seeing each other live in person together again. Like that excitement must just be bursting within them.
Being together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely a big driving, motivating factor for them.
So then the second pre-chorus, I really love the second pre-chorus too, because I feel like it harkens back to what was kind of said in the first pre-chorus on just like staying true to your authentic self and expressing yourself openly. He says, the dazzling sky, the fluttering flowers will be with us too, all of you. And it just makes me feel like, you know, don't hide who you are.
Right.
Like, you dazzle like the sky. You're beautiful and flutter like the flowers. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a safe space. Be yourself. Express yourself openly. Like, speak your truth.
Yeah.
Live your truth.
Yes. Especially the last lines of that pre-chorus saying, so tell me how you feel, let whatever you feel wash over you. And it's just like, it no matter if you are, you know, like crying at watching this song, like I am just overcome with love and joy for them, or you know, just like very happy and blissful, like no matter how you're feeling is the right way to be feeling, and let it happen. You know, don't push it out. Let it in. Let it wash over and like accept it. Mm-hmm. This part of the pre-chorus, this whole pre-chorus feels so blissful. When you're listening to it, it feels so blissful. It feels like one of those perfect moments, like with the loved one, where just all of the problems of the world melt away. Mm-hmm. Like there's nothing but you two in the world, you know, like you can only see each other type of thing. Yeah. Just lovely. Just a lovely vibe.
It is. It's very lovely.
We get another chorus and then we go into the bridge, and the bridge is like that really climactic moment of the song in the music video. Like all the people are dancing together at this point, you know, and this is when you also get a lot of those like sparkly synths the whole time that give it a very magical vibe. So it really sounds like it's setting the stage here, and those sparkly sounds really go right along with the lyrics. So they say, when the curtains rise and the lights turn on, everyone is in their places. Turn up the music. I think we're ready now. Let's begin. 1, 2, put your hands up. So this is standing out to me right now because we were just talking about how it felt like, you know, I might burst with a pop, you know, like if I mm-hmm. see you again. So thinking about concert, thinking about tour, this is like setting the stage, like curtain call type of thing.
Yeah.
At the same time, this is acting as like the last little party of the song, inviting the listener to put their hands up and just vibe along with them again. Like now that he's created this safe space to just be authentically you, now we're all doing it together. And mm-hmm. we get to like do that party there together yeah. at the end.
I also can't help but to think about like BTS exploring their own sound and exploring their own authentic selves mm-hmm. and like seeing them come back together as a group and the curtains rising Ugh. And everyone is in their places. Like they know, like BTS has gotten to right. explore themselves as right. individuals. And then coming back together, like, it just sounds like phenomenal.
Sounds
and
like incredible.
Yeah.
Each one of them gaining so much more power and potential mm. through all of this self-exploration. Can you just imagine seeing all seven of them lined up on stage now? Mm. Like with, you know, mic stands, you know,
yeah.
like coming out like fucking epic after all of this time.
Right.
After all of this growth and after all of this depth of understanding of themselves and of what they want and how they want to be. And, you know, like...
Yeah.
Just the power that holds.
Exactly. It's powerful.
It's so powerful. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, very cool. I just love this song. I really, really do love this song. I love the message of the song.
And I love the vibe. Yeah. Really just embracing authentic selves, ARMY and BTS both, and just also Jimin displaying the love that he has for ARMY and the genuine comfort and encouragement that he provides.
Right.
For us and for his members.
Mm-hmm. And for himself.
And himself.
Yeah. Like, I have to still think about, too, he's providing this space for all of us, but, you know, at the same time, he's making sure he has it for himself, too. Like, it must be something very important to him that he's creating this space here. So,
I mean, we've talked a lot about Jimin finding himself. Just, like, you see it happen through BTS's timeline.
Right.
Of Jimin really coming out of his shell and authentically being... Park Jimin,
who we love, so
oh yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah. Okay, well, that is the
which
lyrics.
Happened a lot during Love Yourself era, which I don't know if that had anything to do with why he connects with Smaraldo so much.
Maybe,
but.
I mean, even thinking back to Truth Untold and like outro tier, and like learning way after the outro tier was supposed to be like their breakup song that they mm-hmm. wrote to each other saying like we're gonna end the band,
yeah,
and so like that must have been such a pivotal, like obviously a pivotal moment in all of their lives, but so formative for Jimin and like the themes that he holds on to and
yeah.
you know, like really shifting his perspective and what he finds important. So
right.
yeah, definitely seeing that come out here a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That was our discussion of the lyrics, but we are still going to talk about the music video
yeah.
here. So the music video is a blend of like a classic, more classic style music video and like a pre-recorded live set. Like Jimin is walking around with in-ears and like a classic microphone and like really singing live vocals mm-hmm. as he's interacting with the different people on the set of the stage. Jimin and Loco are both singing with the live microphones and like the live dancing cast are all around them. And the set is very cute. It is giving like a fairyland. Like you see beautiful lush green grass with mm-hmm. flowers kind of peppered all over it, big blue sky with like fluffy white clouds, huge like mushrooms growing up out of the ground, it's and like moss, and then towards the end like there's like firefly lights mm-hmm. and it's just a very aesthetic but very like whimsical fairy, like cute,
yeah,
yeah,
very whimsical. And it's also very Sgt. Pepper's,
right?
Sgt. Pepper's is all about the color and floral landscapes and all of that.
Yeah.
So I see the inspiration continuing here in the music video.
Right. The floral landscape and mm-hmm. the vibrancy of the colors for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What really stood out to me at the beginning of this music video that I had not known until we did some research was at the beginning, you see P-Dawg, Ghost Loop, and Evan credited in like large lettering at the beginning, like you would credit for like an old time vintage kind of video or film. And I'm like, that's so interesting. Like they're crediting the producers here. How cool. Little did I know that the producers are actually on set here and you see them here in the music video and they're standing behind Jimin and they're like his band musicians.
How so cool. Fucking cool.
How cool. Clever. Love it. So thrilled that they agreed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially like P-Dog. I don't know why that one like kind of shocks me.
Well, because P-Dog is a fucking legend.
I mean, he's been with BTS since
for 12 years.
Yeah, literally
he's such an icon. He doesn't like, how does he even have time in his schedule to, you know, free it up for, to go, you know, be an extra in this music video, essentially.
He's been with BTS all this time and he's never been in a music video. Never. And then like, boom, here he is.
It just, to me, it, especially seeing all three of these main producers, that not only are we seeing them on the track list for Muse, but they were all over Face also. Mm-hmm. It makes it seem very, very special that they're here. It also makes it seem like maybe they felt like they really accomplished something with making these two albums together before Jimin enlisted, and they wanted to kind of like commemorate it and celebrate it with like putting them here in the music video and like giving them that little
like
recognition.
They've really helped create this song and the albums. Yeah,
exactly.
Very creative and just like, it's iconic.
It is iconic.
Yeah. But then of course it shoots over to Loco and we see Loco is also featured in the music video, of course. And it's just such a cool way to introduce the main people related to this track. And it's very cinematic how this is done.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of like the beginning credits of Grease or like the beginning credits of just like an old-timey music video.
Movie,
like it definitely has this vintage feel and kind of like what you were saying, like Sound of Music. You just, the setting kind of gives Sound of Music, but also just the style and that, like I was saying, vintage kind of feel.
I agree. And it kind of looks like, it's recorded on film, you know, like it has an old style filter over it. So yeah, it was making me think of the Sound of Music watching it for the first few times for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I love at the beginning of the music video, we see kids playing rock, paper, scissors, which obviously immediately makes it think of BTS and all of the numerous times that they have like settled a debate or made a decision based off of playing rock, paper, scissors. I mean, how many Bangtan Bombs or like Run BTS episodes do we see them play in that game? And I just think obviously it's intentional of Jimin to put that first thing in the video, and like it brings us back to BTS. It makes us think of their whole journey and story
and their youth it really takes me back to, oh goodness, if it like they even like when they did Bepse, like the dance practice for Bepse, or when they had to do the go-go performance and seeing like Taeyong lose that game and had to dress up as like Snow White,
but,
like
seeing Yoongi lose the game and having to twerk during Bepse,
it's just it takes me to BTS's youth too.
That's where I was getting to, was just like, it's so their youth, especially these being kids.
Yeah.
Like it brings back those memories, but it brings back the idea of youth and bring, like, I just love that as an aspect, especially this whole thing being tied into BTS, you know, like it makes it feel like their youth and those memories are always within them, you know, and they can look back. Maybe Jimin is like looking back fondly. You know?
It also makes me feel like as a kid, you aren't as filtered. And, you know, we use the word filtered, like, here we go, Park Jimin.
Yeah, right.
You're not as filtered. And I feel like as a kid, you're a little bit more just yourself, you know.
Yeah.
You don't think about the judgment of others as much.
Totally. And in a space where he's encouraging you to be authentic, going back to kind of like that childlike innocence where you're just doing you.
Yeah.
You're not too worried about what people think about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that idea.
Yeah.
The kids run off after playing rock, paper, scissors and do really cute, simple choreo with Jimin at the beginning. He just looks adorable. The kids look like they're having a blast. They are so good at their expressions and everything, like just freaking cute. And then they all kind of get close to the camera and Jimin like is leaning in and like whispering something, like it's just really adorable, really cute. Yeah,
and they're all tuning in, they're like, their hands up by their ear like, we're listening,
right?
Yeah, what you got to say,
like, oh, let's lean in.
Very cute. And then we see him walk over to some couples. There's a couple that are like spinning into each other and moving closer together, who soon come together to do the main chorus choreo as well. So you see the adults go in and do the choreo. But he really looks like he's pairing up these couples. Like maybe they're a little too shy or not willing to put themselves out there, like take the first step, and he's like, nope, let's do this. You guys are into each other,
so cute.
And putting them together, and It's just endearing.
I think my favorite one is when there's this guy and this girl sitting on a park bench and they're kind of far apart, and Jimin sits down on the other side of the park bench of the guy, kind of close enough to like slam his body into him a little bit to force him to scooch over. He kind of like hops over to the girl, and like Jimin has like handed him a flower, you know, that he like goes and offers it to the girl. Like it's just really, really adorable. Yeah. Like so cute. It's How many times cute. Can we say cute and adorable talking about this music video?
I mean, we're talking about Park Jimin. Get over it.
it's part of it. Okay.
It's who he is.
Comes with the territory.
Yeah.
Right.
I also just quickly have to make a comment and just another connection to the Beatles is the outfit that Jimin is wearing is very like traditional Beatles. Like I'm talking like early Beatles, like 1960, you know, very early 60s, where it's just like a black suit and tie kind of outfit.
Yeah. A very slim fit.
Chunky shoes, white socks are showing. Like thin black tie. Very I want to hold your hand kind of Beatles.
Yeah. And you know, really all of the other people in the music video kind of have older style clothes too. Mm-hmm. Like this other cast member, he has like this big sweater and like these baggier pants. You know, it feels like I'm watching Taeyang during Layover, you know, like it's giving me like 60s jazzy vibes with that. So like totally like putting us maybe
but not
us
that
back
golden
that
red
era.
Sequence. I'm sorry. Mm. Just got taken there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Why'd you mention Layover? Looking at
nothing
thinking
like
about Taeyang.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And Jimin looks so good in this outfit too. Like the blonde hair, the fit, like he looks incredible.
He does.
We see Jimin after doing the choreo with the whole group of adults that he's just brought together in romance. He does the main chorus choreo with them, and then Loco's verse hits. Loco comes in and Jimin is kind of bopping around the scene while Loco is rapping his verse, just feeding off of him. During this time, Jimin's expressions kill me. He just looks so cute. He's having a good time. He's like feeding into it. But what really stands out in the background of this is this like moss covered couch, this mossy couch. There's like a huge butterfly. There's a huge mushroom in the corner. Hello, Butterfly by BTS. Like I can't help but to think about it. But the mossy couch, Bethany, you said earlier that it's giving like Boy with Love, like the big
couch, the yellow couch.
Yeah, the yellow couch. But also just like feeding into like the fairy, whimsical, magical vibes of like it's, you know, the texture of like the moss, and maybe they look super tiny because of like the huge mushroom in the background and like the big superimposed butterfly in the corner. So I don't know, it just is giving more like fairy tale magic land vibes there. But I love the mossy couch. Like
it's a statement.
It is a statement. They sit down on it at the end. They look like relaxed and comfortable and cool, like, you know, oh, we just did that after his verse. So
there's a lot of really gorgeous visuals happening in this music video.
Very aesthetic, very pretty.
So then at the end, they have like a big outro dance for the last chorus with everyone in on it. It is such a fun time, such a joyous dance. Everyone is so upbeat and bopping around. The set is just so vibrant, and everyone, like even the, there's kind of like, I think they're like flower petals maybe that are falling from the sky. But to me, it reminds me like post-concert confetti.
Yes.
Like it just is very celebratory how these petals are falling. And you see Jimin and Loco bow, and they have these kind of like jazz hands going on when they bow.
Yeah, like their hands are fluttering.
It's very theatrical.
Like a little butterfly flutter
very
thing.
Performance.
Yeah.
And I mean, you see the other, I guess you see the other dancers also bow, but it's just very celebratory.
Yeah.
And to think about a marching band that's also is there to celebrate, like that's what marching band is for.
Totally.
Loud
to
and
uplift,
proud.
To inspire.
Yes. Yeah. And so I just think it's a fantastic way to end the music video and to end the song too, just like on such a high note and with such a strong band sound.
Yeah.
It just makes you want to get up and dance with all of them too. And to, I don't know, like it makes me want to truly be myself and go out and have a good time and be who I am and feel safe in this kind of environment because everyone else is having fun too.
Yeah. I really was not expecting a safe space to be created from this song, you know. It's not like I was expecting the opposite or anything, but I just like I mean, I knew from the title it was going to be something incredibly meaningful, BTS related, and probably inspiring, hopeful. But I just wasn't expecting the deep and really important message of being yourself, living authentically, and using the song as an opportunity to open up the space for that in a magic shop kind of way.
It's like, kind of a wordy titled song.
It really is.
I was like, Smeraldo Garden Marching Band.
And very not like a wordy title that you would expect to be like a pre-release track. You know, it's not as easy of a grab or like something like that to, you know, play on the radio or whatever. Yeah. So again, like, authentic as fuck choice, like choosing this song. Like Jimin is like, no, it's that one. That song's coming out first. That's what I want to say, blah, blah, blah. So I just really, really appreciate this message that we got so much in the Love Yourself era. And it's been a few years since like we've heard about that steadily, like from BTS. And I love that Jimin is like kind of opening that back up again, but in a different way and from a little bit different of perspective, from his perspective.
I do too.
Yeah. Very, very grateful for the song. I'm super excited to see what more we get from Muse.
It
is really right around the corner at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be so different from Face. I can say that.
I think it's going to be night and day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even like what you were talking about earlier, the visuals are so different. Like Face was all black and silver and metal and you know, like very neutral and powerful, and you know, like this is already
a little cold.
Yeah And this one is already very bright and colorful and happy and you
welcoming,
know, full of life. All of the, we haven't talked about this on the pod yet, but all of the promo colors are like our colors, yours and my color, like yellow and like teal.
Yeah,
like your favorite color, my favorite color, like so cute.
Very cute.
Yeah
Hard not to notice that kind
of
stuff.
Hard not to notice. So we are looking ahead a little bit here, and I have some time here at the end of this episode. So I guess that means that we get to talk about RM's remaining music videos from Right Place, Wrong Person.
Yeah.
Because we just really never had the time. Like, it's not our fault. We did our best, but like, RM's album did not have, in my opinion, not enough breathing time between its release and between Festa. And maybe they did that on purpose because they were like, don't take this album that seriously.
I
really would have loved to have time to devote like a full episode to the Lost music video.
Especially the Lost music video.
The Lost music video is so good. So we're not going to let that go by the wayside forever. We're going to talk about it a little bit here. Going to talk a little bit about Domodachi. And of course, Nuts and Groin too.
Yeah.
So I am still inside Namjoon's brain from the Lost music video. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that sticker that was on him. And I just think that's so iconic. And just to kind of like sum up the overall takeaway that we get from the Lost video is like, obviously in that video, you see all of these people kind of in these like back rooms vibes, and they're all him, you know, they don't obviously look like him, but they are all supposed to be him. They're all like these different versions of himself. And it's so interesting to see these different representations of himself playing the charade that like playing Namjoon, playing RM of BTS, you know, like, and keeping up this charade that he seems to be playing in public, especially when like in the music video, you see him talking to the, like the variety show hosts and how they seem fake and inauthentic.
Oh, that shit really got me.
You know, but you know that's the experience because with those people, it's their job. They're making a television show. They're seeing a different guest every day. They're just pumping them through, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
as but you much see as, how phony it is.
Exactly. And as much as the first time that they're on SNL or Stephen Colbert or James Corden, as much as that was a huge deal to us as fans at the time of like, wow, look at this, their success.
Absolutely.
Like
yeah.
for them, or at least for RM, he's talking about like the experience is not all that it seems, you know, like it's just being pumped through and whatever, super fake, super inauthentic. And it really, really stands out in that music video. So I think it's a great visual representation of the lyrics of him talking about like, I'm goddamn lost. I just need to lose myself here a little bit and just be free from like this bullshit, like this fake ass shit, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously the music video had a ton of absurdity and just weird shit going on that I
so
think leans so much into the artistic mind and kind of the absurdity of the whole album itself too.
I don't think he's discrediting what those variety shows brought for BTS, because it really did bring a lot of attention to BTS to the world.
Right. Like,
they gained so many fans through that just publicity.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, he shows this side of like, but these people don't really actually care about us, or, you know, like, it is kind of an act,
mm-hmm.
in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like right place, wrong person, like, that's what a lot of this album is about. It's
right.
just kind of looking into that, you mm-hmm. know, like, this just, you know, it's not like he's ungrateful, but just like seeing things for what they are.
Yeah. It's not know? That he's ungrateful. It's just that he hates that he sees through it and yeah. that it bothers him.
Right.
I mean, it's giving Strange from Yoongi's album again, like yeah. him just like looking at the world and being like, why is it like this?
Why is it?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, I still love that music video. And I went to a BTS ARMY block party for their anniversary, and I got a sticker that looks like the inside Namjoon's brain, and it says it on there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm really excited about that. Got to find somewhere cute to put that. So the other video that we didn't get to talk about was Domodachi. And this video doesn't feature RM at all. It's a totally different style of video where you see at the beginning, like, two young boys, like, in the countryside riding a bike. And this video I really liked because I felt like it was more interpreting the storyline, because the kids ride the bike. One of them leaves the other one behind, hops the wall, and then he's like presumably in the city. So when he's in the city, he's, you know, crawling through tunnels. There's this party kind of underground going on. And he's really kind of trying to navigate this chaos. He meets up with some other friends, you know, still young little kid, but meets up with some other friends that help him along the way. But a lot of the times he's around a lot of crowds, a lot of confusion, like, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards the end of the video, you see him kind of make his way back, and he hops over the wall and he goes back to the bike that he rode up on and starts to ride away with his first friend. And then he pauses, turns around, looks back, and rides back towards the city wall as if to go back in.
Yeah.
And I mean, immediately when I saw this video, I was like, this is RM. This is his experience of leaving regular civilian, like, you know, anonymous type person life, entering fame, entering the world of fame, and being so recognizable, having to subvert things, like showing his character crawling underneath things, or like to avoid all of
hiding
the glitz
away.
And the glam,
yeah.
and
chaos.
You know, but also like he chose it, he wanted it, so like being wrapped up in it. I feel like when he climbs back over the wall and he's starting to bike away, it's like him, you know, as he was withdrawing, you know, we saw him at the Festa dinner 2022, really withdrawing, really like feeling like, I just need to be myself. That old Yoon adage, like, I need to be a human before I do some art type of thing. But the most powerful part of the music video is the last like 10 seconds where he stops, turns around, and goes back into
it. Yeah.
Like, he is like, to me, that's RM saying, I'm okay with this life.
Yeah.
Like, him accepting, this is kind of a burden, but it's also my cross to bear, as like, this is my life that I've chosen,
this
and
is the path I've
it's
chosen.
Part of the territory, and this yeah. is my path, and like, I can't leave that behind, like,
and
as much as I want to sometimes, yeah. it's who I am.
Yeah.
So to see him go back into the chaos of it, like, I'm getting chills right now.
Yeah, or kind of like run away from
it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Such an interesting music video. I really enjoyed both the Lost and Domodachi music videos. There was just so much symbolism in it. I'm really like happy that we're getting to talk about it a little bit here, because it really is just such a shame that it didn't get the time to breathe, like you were saying. Like, before we knew it, it was Festa and Jin was coming back, and now we've got Jimin's album
coming
up.
And Jungkook came out with a song, and now Jimin and yeah.
Taeyang is coming out with a song.
Yeah, Type
like,
One.
Type One is going to be coming out soon too. So it's just like, we never got around to talking about these really in-depth, heavily symbolic music videos that Namjoon put out there for us. So we also really love the Nuts and Groin music videos for their simplicity. Just seeing him was such a vibe. It was absolutely the best. You can tell that he just enjoyed performing these songs for the music video. Again, kind of like that live set type of style music video where he's really just singing along to the song and vibing. Like, he's just chilling. It's not really like the Domodachi and the Lost music videos where there's symbolism and actors and stuff going on.
But cool to see him vibe. I particularly love the Nuts music video. Like, I think I was predetermined to, because I love that song. But just seeing him, like, in the studio. I remember when you and I were watching that, we're like, where is this studio? Like,
I want to know the studio. What does the studio
mean to him? Yeah. You know, like, because the studio's in concept photos. He obviously, like, it looks like he recorded these songs there. I just, I can't imagine it's just, like, a random studio he chose to record the music video. Like, he seemed very comfortable there, so.
Yeah, it looks like a studio that he's probably actually used. Yeah, very cool. I like the Gray music video too, obviously, because really really is just like out there dancing,
in the streets,
having a good time,
having a great time. Yeah.
So Muse officially drops on July 19th. Guys, I just had my growth scan. Baby girl is big. She's like almost 7 pounds, they think.
Mm-hmm.
The growth scans are kind of really inaccurate. So my OB is like, I will be surprised if you go the full 40 weeks. My due date is July 26th. We shall see. We shall see. Mm-hmm. But baby might be here by then.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Right.
But we're really looking forward to Muse. Be looking forward to that fan favorite series, guys. Like, really, we have gone back and we've gone through all of our episodes and, like, have talked at length of, like, which ones you guys loved, which ones we really loved, which ones, like, to this day, like,
Stand out in our minds.
We still think about these episodes.
Right.
And we're just having so much fun, like, re-listening and adding our current thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, listening to our old selves being a little cringed out by it.
Yeah.
But also being, like, also agreeing with a lot of what we had said back then, but just having newer, fresher thoughts from a perspective of an ARMY who's been around since 2018.
Right, exactly. I love to see the growth of as we've been, like, going back and re-listening to episodes, seeing, like, our journey, and I think it's going to be really cool to, like, kind of show that again through the fan favorite series too. Yeah. So
for older listeners, and then just also for newer listeners who don't know about these episodes, you'll get to listen to some of our absolute best of the best.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
If you're ever like, where do I start? Here's where you start.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we hope that you guys enjoyed our discussion about Jim and Smeraldo Garden marching band song. Like Bethany said, really looking forward to Muse coming out soon. And we're glad that we got to hit on the last few RM music videos here at the end of it. So we'll have to, you know, hopefully we can hear more of your guys' thoughts on that. Like a hangout or something at some time, but we got to squeeze that in for you. Sorry we could not do a full episode on it, just gonna shake out
it's
that
unfortunate.
Way but we do want to say a special thanks for listening and a special thanks for our supporters on Patreon, especially those VIP iconics: Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so much for all of your love and your support. Let us know what you think about this episode, your thoughts on the song, in our Instagram comments or Twitter or whatever, whenever we post, and, you know, we'll talk to you there. So you can find links for all of those things, of course, in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.